Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Crossroads of Pella director Jim Hibma joins us on today's program to preview the 25th annual Klompen Classic 5K. 25 years of the Klompen Classic. It's the annual tradition that's really kicks off the Tulip Time festivities here in town and supports Crossroads of Pella. First of all, what does it mean to be here at year 25 of this race that benefits not only those participating, but so many in our community?
Well, of course, it seems just like yesterday. But the 25 years, so that's pretty incredible. I think we've had over 30,000 people register. Of course, we've added the kids race, and we're having 600 kids race before the Klompen Classic. So it's created kind of a community event, which is really exciting.
And as we understand, last year, over 2,100 participants coming in, and their registration fees and all the donations they make benefit Crossroads of Pella. For someone who hasn't heard what that is, what does your organization do here locally and in the region?
Well, I tell you, Crossroads is a basic grassroots nonprofit. So what we try to do, we try to raise money to provide as many services free as possible. So one of the things we've done over the years is concentrate on free counseling. So anybody who wants to talk to me or talk to us through some issues, whether it's unexpected deaths or relationship issues or depression or problem with kids and parents, I mean, all those, we're a free place to come. Now, we've also got the After School Kids Club at Madison. We've developed programs for our seniors in terms of Medicare and CHIP. We have Christmas programs, so we have several programs that are kind of bedrocked, and then we keep trying to expand with our English language learners, with our coat drive, with all kinds of stuff. So the idea would be that if you're wanting to know more about Crossroads, go to the webpage, crossroadspella.org, and you can see the many things that we do.
And as we mentioned, this is the 25th anniversary of the race, and this year a theme that really ties into what Crossroads does. What is that theme, and why is it so important for our community to kind of, you know, embrace that as a part of this event?
Well, the theme this year is crossing the finish line to help others. And what we'd like to create awareness of, you know, it takes the village. It takes everybody helping each other and maybe contributing to Crossroads as a way to talk to your neighbor, because everybody hears sad stories. Everybody is talking to their neighbor across the fence. They're learning about their life. They're having some kind of tragedy, some kind of issue going on. And the simplest thing to do is to say, hey, go talk to Crossroads. They can get you started. So that's part of the idea, is that they can come here. We can develop a plan. We can figure out what they need to do, or just hear them out. Just let them express themselves.
Well, and as a part of this being a community event, this is open to everybody. You said you have the kids race. It starts an hour before the adult race does. And when we talk adults, we're talking a wide range of anyone from youth to all the way up to, we've had people over 90 race. Why is it, you know, so exciting for you to see that availability and you openly encourage that age group from 0 to 100 and beyond even?
Well, I think part of the culture generally is about wellness, is about getting fit, is about outdoor exercising. For us, fortunately, the Klompen Classic comes at a time when everybody is sick of winter and wants to be outside. So here's an event that they can kind of participate in. In some ways, we've kept the cost of it artificially low to encourage participation. So our $25 worth of registration is relatively cheap compared to other 5Ks. But it's really about getting the whole community together to kind of celebrate this event of Tulip Time, to celebrate sort of Pella itself. The food booths are out. There are plenty of spectators watching. So there's a lot of stuff going on, which makes it kind of fun.
And the other fun part about it is that each year the T-shirt changes, and this year there will be new shirts to really commemorate the 25th anniversary. What do folks need to do to sign up and get one? And I'm sure many will be excited about the new style even.
Yeah, I know. We've gotten very good reviews on the new shirt. It's a 3/4 length sleeve, royal blue with a gray front with a little Dutch orange on it. And so people are really excited about it. And what they can do is go to crossroadspella.org, go to the Klompen page, register. So we're encouraging people to register online just because it makes things neater and simpler for everything. And then they can order a shirt. We've also this year opened a store. So you can also get from that runsignup.com, you have an option to go to the store. And at the store this year, we're offering a Klompen Classic hoodie, a gray hoodie with very simple, nice design. The words Klompen Classic on the front. And again, that's, we're selling them. So that's kind of cool too. And you can buy them off the store and then we'll get them to you eventually.
And then, once again, if anyone needs help through Crossroads program, if they want to sign up for the Klompen, you've mentioned it a couple times, what's the best way to get a hold of your office and either get the help or be a part of this event that kicks off Tulip Time?
Right. So the idea is sign up early so we can count you as part of the Klompen Classic. But otherwise, the idea is that with Crossroads, you call 628-1212, ask for Jim, or ask for one of the people who answer the phone, and they'll give you the information you really want. But it's a way to which everybody in the community can have fun and yet help fund an agency which seeks to help everybody.
The guaranteed t-shirt deadline for the 25th annual Crossroads Impella Klompen Classic is on April 20th. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.